Well, Jimmy, not that we're not pleased to see you. Where is Justin at the moment?
At the moment, Justin, obviously, I don't want to get too caught up in it because I don't know too much about what's going on. It's obviously at board level, but Justin's at home at the moment, and there's further discussions going. So that's pretty much all I know, really.
Do you expect him to be leaving the club today?
I can't say yes or no. Look, I'm employed by this football club, and I know it sounds like I'm sitting on the fence, but I genuinely don't know what's going on. You'll probably know the same time as I know.
Have you spoke to Justin today? I assume you will have.
Yes, I spoke to him. I spoke to him after training, I just think he wants to, get something sorted out either way, and then we can move on.
But he wants to go to Gillingham. Is that his first choice?
Well, I'll leave that to you guys. I think I think there's been plenty said and written, and I can't tell you what he's saying. That's got to be down to him to say. But you'll know in the future.
It has been business as normal up till today. Is that right? Justin's taken training every day apart from today.
Yes. Justin's not been in today, and I don't foresee him being at the game tomorrow. But business as usual. We had a good chat with the group before training, because we are a tight group, and they do feel a lot for their manager. So it's been dragging on for far too long now, and it's the first time they've actually had a bit of feedback, and they know where it's going now. So I think they're just concentrating on the game ahead.
What kind of questions were they asking?
Well, pretty much what you're asking, really. What's going on? And I can only tell you what I know. It's obviously at board level, and it's two chairmen trying to thrash out a deal. I mean, that's pretty much as I know,
Does it remain a possibility that he might not go to Gillingham, but still might not be the manager of this football club?
No, because I still think he probably got feelings for this football club. I can't really answer that question. It's a real tough one. I'm sitting on the fence, but I can't answer that.
You've had a relationship, the pair of you, with the fans over the time you've been here, though. If a compensation deal isn't agreed, is there any way back for him in the eyes of the fans, do you think?
I don't know. You'll have to ask the supporters that. Because, we have been together a long time, and, there's a lot of trust amongst each other. And at the minute, it's been broken a little bit. So I don't know. But, Justin's he's a charismatic guy, and, I suppose if there's bridges to be built, he'll build them back up.
Who's in charge tomorrow? You?
Yeah, I'm in charge tomorrow, and I will pick the team tomorrow.
What happens after tomorrow? Who's in charge for the rest of the season?
Well, that's down to board level again. I'm being paid by this football club. And, since the day I walked in this door, I've always given my all. I know the club inside out. I know how the dynamics work in the football club. And I know this group inside out because, the Justin and myself have spent 3.5 years building this group. So, that's about as far as I can tell you.
There is talk that you could be in charge till the end of the season. Is that something that you would be open to, or do you go with Justin?
No, it doesn't work that way. Justin's in charge of his own destiny. I'm a big boy, and I'm in charge of my own decisions. I'm a loyal person, and this club's been great to me. And I will see the job through. We've come this far, and I truly believe that. The job's not done yet, and we can go up. We've had a little slip for the last 3 games. We know that, but 2 performances weren't good enough. Northampton and Cambridge away, we weren't at our best. Probably come off it, if I'll be honest with you. Probably got a little bit carried away with the media hype, and we've stopped doing what we was doing. I thought on Saturday we played a Shrewsbury team at the top of the league. And I feel we matched them, apart from one mistake. We went toe-to-toe with them, so we know we're not a million miles away as a group. And, it will be stupid for me to not see this out with this group, because you know they deserve that. They're a real honest, good group of players, and you know, and I personally believe that we've got unfinished business.
So does that mean then that you're here till the end of the season at least?
Until I'm told otherwise. Until I'm told otherwise, I will give my all to this football club until the end of the season, unless I'm told otherwise.
So if Justin goes to Gillingham and asks you to come with him, you would say no?
As I said, I'm going to be at this football club to the end of the season.
With everything that's happened, you've mentioned it already, but you still think promotion is achievable? You haven't been unsettled that much by what's gone on over the last 3 weeks or so?
I'd be a liar if I said to you I've not been unsettled. Me, myself personally, and the group, yeah, of course, I'd be a liar to say we weren't unsettled. It's been unsettling for everyone. You know, supporters, people that work behind the scenes, players, everyone. You guys, we've all been unsettled a bit. But, you know, either way, we need to draw a line under it, move on, and let's try and push this club forward.
How do you get back to that tight group that you were prior to 3 weeks ago when you were flying?
It's still there. We were tight. We've always been tight. It's just that us, and that's me and the group, we've all come off it for two games. We weren't at our best away at Cambridge, and we weren't at our best away at Northampton. But to be a top team, you can't be off it all the time. You know, and I do personally feel Saturday's performance against the best team in the league was very good. It was toe-to-toe. We went toe-to-toe with the best team. I spoke to their manager, and he was absolutely, he would have taken a point. You know, so I do believe in this group of players.
With everything that's happened and could happen this afternoon, we are expecting a statement. How much do you think the fans need a win tomorrow to lift their spirits?
They desperately need a win. No more than us. We all need a win. What we actually need is a platform. We need a platform to build off. So we go away from home and we get something from that game, and it's time. We go into Tuesday's game at home. We know what we're like at home. We're very good at home. And, you know, it's time for us to get building again.
It did look at one stage like Justin was going to stay. I think about a week or so ago, there was some stuff in the paper where he said he owed the club a little bit of loyalty. What has changed from that moment, what, a week, 10 days ago?
As I say, you'll have to ask him. Justin's his own man. You know, I'm sitting here and I'm telling you what I think, but I'm not going to speak on behalf of Justin. You know, that's down to Justin to say what he needs to say at some point.
Okay, thanks for your time,
Jim. Jim, do you feel you've been put in an awkward position? I mean, specifically right now, in that we're all the questions coming at you are relating to Justin. Do you feel that's a little unfair on you for him to put you in that position?
Yes and no. Being an assistant manager, you know, if he got sacked, it would be the same scenario. So I know what the job entails. You know, that is part of the job. Do I feel sorry for myself? No. Why should I? We're sixth in the league. We're 5 points, you know, into the playoffs from the eighth team. So, you know, no, I don't. I don't feel sorry for myself. What I'm going to do is I'm going to roll my sleeves up and get going again.
Have you previously to this week had sort of career plans of maybe one day, you know, I don't want to be an assistant, I want to be a number one, because you almost have the chance to audition for that now?
Yeah, look, you know, there is that possibility. I've always been a number two. I'm not a person that likes to be in the limelight. I like to sit back and, you know, go about my business nice and quietly. So, you know, perhaps that's my role as a number two. It's been thrown at me, and I'm not going to turn it down, and I'm not going to not give it my all. You know, how good it will be if I can get this club in the playoffs or go up automatically will look good on my CV. I'm not stupid. I know that. And I know that every single one of them players, it'll look good on their CV as well.
I presume you also feel like, although obviously Justin will be a big miss, you do have Wayne and you do have Flinney, kind of a senior player and a first team coach, and Tony James. So do you feel like between the collective that there'll be no need in the short term for County to look elsewhere if Justin does go?
Well, look, definitely. You know, they're good people. We've built up a good relationship over the years. This has not happened over the last couple of months, you know. Flinney, we got him in with the youth team because we know what he is, you know. So And I've had a good chat with Flinney this morning. He was one of the first persons I talked to, and I said, "Now, come on, you know, we need you now." And he's a good character, Flinney. And, you know, all he wants to do is see his football club play as high as they possibly can. In regards to Tony James and Wayne Atswell, they've been loyal from the start. They work hard. You know, there's no egos. We're not in it for ourselves. We're in it together collectively. Pretty much like the board and the supporters.
I apologise for this question because you kind of already answered it, but I just want to absolutely clarify. We asked Justin about his contract situation. Obviously, what we reported and what he said hasn't turned out to be exactly right. But just to stress again, as far as you're concerned, the prospect of you going to Gillingham is a no-go, and you're here till the end of the season.
I'm here till the end of the season. Yeah. I've spoken to Howard and I said, look, you know, if you want me to stay, I'm here to stay and make sure we stabilise and, you know, keep doing what we've been doing. If the club want to go down a different route, then, you know, I understand. But, you know, the club's been good to me and I've been good to the club. So, you know, if he wants stability, then, you know, keep it as it is, see how we go.
And now this is a really controversial one, but how are you looking for the game against Wimbledon? Because we've been here about 15 minutes. We've not asked you one thing about players or anything else, but how's the group ahead of what is a difficult game?
I got to be honest with you. I didn't know what reaction I would get this morning because, you know, they do think a lot of their manager and they do, you know, run through brick walls for him. So I didn't know what response I was going to get, but watching them train today... And, you know, they're going to miss him. There's no doubt about it. You know, a lot of them have come from all over, you know, different parts of the country to come and play for him. They're going to miss him. But you know what? They're professional people. And first and foremost, they get paid by this football club. Mm.
Do you understand that the fans, I think a lot of fans are going to wish Justin well and say he's one of the best managers we've ever had and good luck to him. Do you understand that there's another section of fans that are upset, not so much that he's leaving, but the way it's kind of all transpired?
That's the downside of it. I mean, that's a great question. That really is the downside of it, because Justin has been fantastic for this football club. There's no question about it, you know. And, you know, his circumstances that, you know, he's been offered a job closer to home. You know, it is 45 minutes from his house. He is in League One. You know, all them things have, you know, probably had a massive bearing on his decision.
Yes.
So, you know, to answer your question, yeah, I think the supporters will be a little bit angry at first. But when they look at what he's done, and, you know, I do 5 hours a day in my car, travelling here and back, which I know we don't, but he does over six. He's doing 6.5 hours. So they can never question his commitment. He's been a very committed person to this football club and he has given everything. You know, it's a shame the way it's going at the moment. We don't want it to go any further where, you know, supporters start thinking bad of him because at the end of the day, you know, he's put them in a nice position, the football club.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's up to us now to tick it over.
I've been lucky to speak to Justin a few times in the last couple of weeks. I'm sure not to the same level you have, but I'm sure you have an even better understanding than I do of the fact that it isn't a decision he's come to lightly, is it? There has been quite a lot of soul-searching in the Edinburgh household for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, look, and it's not the first club he's turned down.
No.
So let's not come away from that. He's turned down bigger clubs than that. But this one just sits with him. And, you know, for whatever reason... And the biggest reason is location next to his house. He's 45 minutes from his house. And I think that the travelling does take its toll. There's no question about it. But the only thing is now I've got 5 hours in the car on my own now, which is which is a bit more disappointing for me. But
yeah, and final one from me. We sort of, as we look to move forward, what would be the message from you and Hats and Flinney and the boys to the fans ahead of whatever is to come for the remainder of the season?
Keep believing in us. Keep believing in us. We'll work hard. Nothing will change. And if we keep doing what we've been doing, the results will come.
Does that mean you don't think there's a risk that this could, you know, unsettle your promotion push?
Well, it's been a risk anyway because we've lost the last three games, so it's unsettled it anyway. But it's a question of us now putting the brakes on, getting a platform to build off and going again. You know, we've been on an unbelievable run. There's no doubt about it. And perhaps we started maybe coming off it and thinking we was going to turn up to games and win them every game. Don't work that way. You know, we as a group, our biggest asset is our hard work and our work rate. We're not the best players, but we work hard. And the minute we come off that and think we're good players, we're half the team. So we've got to get back to working hard.
Jimmy, you mentioned the location, which is obviously a big factor for him. Is there anything else off the field here that has prompted this decision that you're aware of?
No, none whatsoever.
Nothing financial has changed as far as you know?
No, none whatsoever. I think he was happy with his contract. It is solely a location thing. You know, he's away from his family, like myself. You know, and it is tough. Sometimes you make sacrifices, but you know, when something comes that's going to turn your head, it's going to be a bit hard for him.
But you certainly feel now that you want to finish off the job that he's done and ultimately promotion, hopefully.
Yeah, because I owe it to the club, I owe it to the supporters, and most importantly, I owe it to them guys to see it out.
Thanks, Jimmy.
What's up, man?
Alright,
thank you, Jimmy.
Okay. Hope I answered your
great
questions.
Great job, mate. Sorry, that was a tough spot.
No worries.